Let us do open our Bibles up. I want to read some scripture with you. Let's go to Matthew chapter 5. Let's read verse 12 together. Matthew chapter 5, verse 12. Scripture says, "Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." For the next few minutes, I just want you to think about the concept of reward. Reward. And I want you to think of it this way, that your reward is not here. And the other thing about the reward I want you to think about is, you are the reward. Have you ever thought about that before? You are the reward. You are the reason that Jesus died. Jesus died so that he could come back and get you. John chapter 14. John chapter 14. We'll jump around a little bit and look at a few passages here. John chapter 14, verse 1 says, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you." Jesus going to prepare a place for us. He must think and believe very, very highly of us. Do we often think of ourselves as highly as God thinks about us? Not in a worldly way, right? Because we know that this world is not our reward. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, beginning in verse 15. "Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world." Wow. That really says something about what the reward isn't. What the reward isn't. Church family. And sometimes life can be confusing, can't it? And we can be uncertain and unaware of what the reward is. But God wants us to be very clear about what the reward is. The reward is Him. The reward is Jesus. Remember, in the garden, the reward was the relationship. But what did the enemy say? The enemy said that you're missing something from your reward. You're missing something that I want you to believe that you should have. And so we have the fall. But we know that the reward is Jesus. John chapter 17. John chapter 17. Verse 3 says, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Jesus has gone to prepare a place. Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming to take us to our reward. Our reward is with Him. Our reward is not in this world in any shape, form, or fashion. But sometimes we get confused about that, don't we? And there was a man who got confused about that. In the Gospel of Luke, the 12th chapter, the 13th verse, someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who appointed me judge or arbiter over you?" Then he said to them, "Beware and be on your guard against every form of greed. For not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possessions." And he told them a parable, verse 16, saying, "The land of a rich man was very productive. And he began reasoning to himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no place to store my crops?' Then he said, 'This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your soul is required of you, and now who will own what you have prepared? So is the man who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.'" Is there anyone who does that today? Potentially being confused and distracted about what the reward really is. The reward of Christianity is not an ease of life, church family. The reward of Christianity is a revelation regarding the meaning of life. In Christ, your life now means something. Your life now means something. When you are in Christ, you mean something to God. And I just want to encourage you tonight that you never have to do anything to earn an earthly reward to show the world that you are loved and cared for by an almighty and all-powerful God. You don't have to step outside and start fighting for earthly rewards. Because, if you'll go with me on this, brother and sister, your redeemed soul are the first fruits that God is coming back for. You are the reward. Just you. In your life, at your job, in San Angelo, Texas, you are God's reward. Now I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you with that truth in mind. If you are God's reward, are you living like you are His reward? Are you living like you're His reward? Because if we knew how much of a treasure we were to God, that starts to change and shape our behavior. Because we're not trying to match up to an outside source of a reward. We're trying to stay focused in Christ. So, the reward is God. And you are His reward. Now, what reward are you trying to get to? Where is the place that you're trying to get to in your life when you would finally say, ah, I made it? Is it one barn? Is it two barns? Is it three barns? Well, the truth of the Bible is that it's never enough barns. It's never enough barns. It's about realizing that no matter how many barns we have, God gets the glory. So if we're trying to work towards an earthly reward, we need to know and understand that if it's any reward outside this book, it can be taken from us. But a reward inside this book, those people, the Bible says, they live forever. I think that's pretty cool. All right, that's our message of encouragement this evening. We do want to enthusiastically offer you the personal invitation to obey Christ in baptism. Or if there is any public need of this congregation, we want to welcome you forward at this time while we stand and while we worship.